Let's go now to the Abbott government's policy reversal over education funding, the decision to reinstate $1.2 billion in funding for schools. In a deal hastily hammered out, the Prime Minister has announced not just the billion-dollar financial boost, but also in-principle agreements with the Gonski holdout states for a national funding deal. And he's made a commitment to fund existing deals with other jurisdictions for the next 4 years, not just the next school year, which had been the promise from the Education Minister Christopher Pyne last year. Catherine Greiner joins us again. She was a member of the Gonski Review panel, and last week she expressed anger over the decision by the Minister, Christopher Pyne, to scrap the funding model known as Gonski. Catherine Greiner, welcome back to RN Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran. Good morning.
Catherine, what's your reaction to this end result?
Look, I think it's a win all round. I'm hoping, with one caveat, I'm hoping that it restores to the education funding across the country the money that we had articulated in the panel's review that was there for not only the children that need it the most, which is our number one priority, but also for schools to actually improve their teacher quality, to have principal autonomy, to allow the principals to grow to a stage where they will be able to hire their own staff with a community school council, to make sure that we looked very carefully at the issues of disability and indigeneity in all of our schools, and not go back to the sector reform system that we had. And I'm hoping that this is the final outcome on all of this.
So what you're saying is you welcome the new money, but you're not sure where that leaves your model.
I'm not sure the concept of no strings attached that went to Queensland, Western Australia and the Northern Territory. I don't know what that actually means.
Doesn't it mean no strings attached?
Well, I'm nervous that it means that those states may not implement what was the real core of the Gonski funding review. I mean, we certainly... We always knew from the beginning that if by putting the numbers in, that people would be fixated on the dollars and cents that were going to the schools. Mm. But the report was actually had much more holistic recommendations, which centred around what the researchers, the data, and I think Christopher Pyne would say is the most important thing, which is quality teaching, independence of school, reflecting your local community, engagement with your local community, and all those. There's a whole raft of other things. There's a whole raft of things in terms of how do we plan for our next set of schools, irrespective of whether they're state or private or Catholic systemic. So there was a whole raft of other recommendations in the report that would have never really seen the light of day. Mm. So I'm hoping, and you know, we think it's the package deal that we gave for the government focused on providing money to the individual child and to the school, so in order to implement all those other things that we have talked about.
Okay, well, the package deal that you put up was different by the time the Labor government at the time finished with it, but it seems different again now because the minister is talking about putting in the money but loosening what he calls the central command and control elements of the package. Let's just have a listen to the Prime Minister.
As very poor form for the states to reduce their funding because they're getting extra funding from the Commonwealth. But what we don't want is to micromanage the states. What we don't want is to try to run public schools out of Canberra.
So that's the Prime Minister saying they're not going to be micromanaging the states, but they're going to be trusting the states. And the Prime Minister also said we would certainly regard it as very poor form for the states to reduce their funding because they're getting extra funding for the Commonwealth.
But taking it on trust,
is that good enough?
Well, I think Mr. Abbott, who is a very trusting individual, is trusting the states to do this without having what the previous government had done, which was add a layer of certainty, if I can put it that way. Some people might call it certainty, some others might call it a layer of red tape. I would also be hopeful that all the states now would understand that this is really a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to improve the education opportunities for our children so that we can get them to be the innovative, creative people we need to have to move our country into the next century.
But you're also talking in terms of hope. I mean, the reality, according to the former Labor government, was that to implement Gonski and those reforms you just mentioned earlier, we need more money in the pot, and I think that was the finding of the review panel. We need to grow the pot, and the Commonwealth government had said it would chip in two extra dollars for every $1 the states contributed. Now, we know that the non-signatory states, WA, the Northern Territory and Queensland, have not had to promise that and have no intention of doing that because they say there's no strings attached. And we also know that there is no penalty for the other states if they start to back out a little on putting in that funding. If that happens, where does this leave the funding model?
The funding model then, I think, would lack integrity because we would go back to the system. We'd go back to sectoral funding. Individual schools won't change, Fran. They will respond to what is within their own system. So whether you're in the Catholic systemic system or in the state school system or in the private system. So we want to make sure that the reforms cut across all of those areas and we're what we call sector blind. Now, I'm also hopeful that will actually continue to occur. But I think, Fran, you and I spoke, when we spoke last week, this is a new paradigm. And in this country, we have to understand that the needs of the children have changed so dramatically in the last 50 years, given the different needs of their families. And what we really have to understand is the Commonwealth, who holds all the money, does have to make a greater contribution, and it has to be, I would use the word directed, not wrapped up in red tape, but directed to the state so that the states agree to implement. And that's the COAG relationship that sits across a whole raft of things, not just education.
But for that to work, then for COAG to work and come to an agreement to implement your model, there would have to be commitment to that from the federal government, the Commonwealth government, and the states. I just want to play a bit from the minister on this program last week when he said he was going to come up with a new model. Let's have a listen.
So we've moved beyond the previous government's model, and the current short and shambles is not one that we can implement. So I will come up with a new national, fair and needs-based model.
A new national, fair and needs-based model. Where do you think we stand today after all the changes that have occurred since that point? Do we stand with the minister now committed to implementing your model, or do you believe that he's still committed to a new, fair national model?
Although I think Christopher Pyne has always been personally committed to a fairer model.
Gonski. He called it a Gonski.
That's right. Part of that is the wedge of politics that we know when you've been in opposition. Part of that is that there's no question that the funding model is probably very complex, and we acknowledge that in our report. And I think, as you and I said last week, I would acknowledge that nothing that we have designed is perfect and, of course, is open to improvement. And I'm hoping that he's taking it as a base and finding a way to improve it. And if he does that but keeps the principles of the report intact, then we will really have a good funding model. The devil is in the detail, so we'll await the response from the government or the implementation from the government of a new funding model over a period of time. But what we've now overcome is this lack of certainty as schools and state governments budget for the next 3 years of their funding. Schools always are budgeting, private schools, Catholic schools are budgeting, and of course the state school system, budgeting across 3, 4, 5 years of planning, and that was the uncertainty that we were thrown into last week.
Catherine Griner, just finally, last week when we spoke, you'd issued a call for the minister to invite the Gonski panel members around the table to basically explain the central tenets of your recommendations, of your report. At the time, the minister said no, he wouldn't be doing that. Has he since spoken to you?
No, not at all. Haven't heard from him. And I would hold that Dr. Ken Boston and probably David Gonski himself and myself would certainly be very happy to meet and to talk this through. I think the unintended consequence of all of this is that the community has lost faith, and it's going to take a while for the Abbott government to redeem the faith from the community. And I think that's a tragedy, because I think this is a government that is heading in the right direction and is trying to do to pull back some of the excesses of the Labor government. But I think we also need to recognise that, to me, investment in education is the greatest of our infrastructure. It's better and bigger and brighter than any roads, port, airport, motorway or train line can ever provide this country. And if we don't get it right, then it's our children and the future of the nation that's at stake, Fran.
So it'd still be a good idea if the minister sat down with you all?
Be very happy to. Very happy to.
Catherine Greiner, thank you very much for joining us.
Pleasure, Fran.
Catherine Greiner was a member of the Gonski Reviews panel. They spent 20 months of their lives working very, very hard to come up with a new model for funding and resourcing our schools to try and bridge that gap that currently exists to quite an extreme degree in Australia between the link between poor socioeconomic position in society and education outcomes. It's 12 minutes to 7.